Hey guys, and welcome to V-Spot. I haven't got with you guys in a while. Your girl Crystal has been busy. I've been super busy in the background working on V-Spot Feminine Wellness. And I've started to get some traction, and God is blessing me right now with a lot of things, being that you guys know that I'm in the process of being unemployed, and I'm not as stressed about it as I thought I would be. Of course, it's stressful, but I'm not as stressed about it as I thought it would be. So I want to get with you guys on knowing your body. That's the topic today, is knowing your body. I get this asked this question all the time. Ladies always ask me what to expect when they yoni steam. That's the number one question I get with every single client. So what should I expect? And I used to try to answer this question like, well, you may get this, this, this. And then I realized that you have to know your body to know your results. So in an effort to not give you false hope, I started telling ladies, you have to know your body. And this came from a dear friend, me and her just in conversation because she started steaming. And what she said to me was this: I noticed after steaming that my menopause symptoms were not bad. I noticed a change in my menopause symptoms. And it was groundbreaking for me, because the next thing that came out of her mouth was, after this steam, I'm going to pay attention, because I'm almost certain that the steaming changed my menopausal symptoms. And at that moment, I said, that's it. You have to know your body. I cannot tell you, well, this is what you're going to experience. I can tell you what you could possibly notice. But if you don't know your body, you're not going to know what is different. You're not going to know what changes happen. As a woman, yes, you should chart your cycle, especially if you are able to get pregnant or you're going through some certain things. You should definitely keep a chart of when your cycle comes on so you know. But I was never the woman to keep up with my cycle. And it wasn't until I got real, real grown that I started just knowing my body and knowing when my cycle was going to come without experiencing cramping. Because we get all those symptoms as women. We get a lot of cramping, possible diarrhea, body aches, and different things of that sort. We get those things prior to our period. But before that, you get other symptoms too. Like you're more moist down there. Like you may get a little more of a discharge. And it's not necessarily a foul odor discharge, but you're getting more of a discharge. And I started noticing that my cycle is about to come on because of the changes in my body. And it didn't have to be, it wasn't because I was steaming, I stopped getting the cramping and the body aches that I was getting prior. So at this point, I only had to rely on other symptoms that were mild that you don't really notice unless you're in tune with your body. So now I don't have to get menstrual cramping in advance. I don't have to get body aches. I don't have to get diarrhea, because I still notice those symptoms that I get that aren't those subtle symptoms that you get that aren't super noticeable. So you have to know your body and pay attention to your body. I can tell you what happens to me. I can tell you what other women report. But without you knowing what you go through with your body and paying attention, you'll never notice any benefits until it's like, oh my God, unless it's like I didn't get menstrual cramping, but something subtle that you really don't notice happening, you could be reaping the benefits of it, of steaming, and not notice that this ain't happening. So you have to know your body's language. You have to pay attention to what your body is saying to you. You have to notice that. And that's with anything. I still do not eat meat. I still was not eating meat, guys. And I started eating seafood because I never said that I was a vegetarian or a vegan. I just said I wasn't eating meat. And I started eating fish, and my body was not happy about it at all. And with my body not being happy about it, I ended up in such pain. And I knew that I hadn't had these problems. So I had to do what I needed to do and back away and notice that this meat, even though it's fish, because shrimp didn't do it to me. But even though it was fish, it wasn't for me. It could be the fried portion of the fish. So you have to play around, because I was eating fried fish. I think my body was like, girl, we hadn't had fried food in forever. What are you doing? So you have to play around with different things. But nonetheless, that's my take, ladies. You should definitely be knowing your body, and you should not have to wait on someone to tell you what benefits you're gonna get. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. It's almost Friday, guys. I'm super excited. My honey is home now, almost more of on a full-time basis, so I'm super excited about that. God is blessing us all, guys. You just have to be grateful for any teeny tiny blessing that you get. I love y'all. Have a great day.